Pee-wee said something that pissed Johnson off, and Johnson started to get off his bunk. Pee-wee pulled his M16 across his body. "Come on," he said. "I got something for you, Georgia boy." I wanted to say something to Pee-wee, but thought better of it. It came to me that Pee-wee could be crazy. I caught Jenkins looking at me and shrugged. The squad we were assigned to came in. They were arguing over who won a volleyball game. They saw us, and one guy beckoned for me to get up. He looked around and then pointed to another bunk. I got up and moved my gear to it, and he laid on the bunk that I had been on.
"You the Cherries?"
A tall, thin-faced sergeant.
"We're the new man," Pee-wee said. "What's your name?"
the sergeant asked.
"My friends call me Pee-wee. You can call me Mr. Gates." "Uh-huh. Well, my name is Simpson, and I'm the sergeant of this here squad. I'm going to tell you guys something."
The sergeant was black with a high voice that seemed to get higher with every word.
"I ain't got but 120 days left over here. If we go to Hawaii, then I ain't got that. Now, I ain't about to let neither one of you fools kill me. You hear?"
"We look like Kongs to you," Pee-wee said.
"You look like Cherries," the sergeant said. "I'd rather go out and mess with a whole bunch of Charlies instead of y'all Cherries. That's the truth, too."
I made believe I was scratching my forehead so my hand would cover my face. The guy was strange. Thinking we were going to kill him when we were fighting a war with the communists was weird. The rest of the squad consisted of one black guy and four white guys. They played cards in the afternoon and asked us if we had heard anything more about Hawaii. Later, we played volleyball against another squad and won. Sergeant Simpson said that our victory was a good sign. We checked our gear and watched television in the afternoon. The television was hooked up to a small generator, and we got more noise than picture, but that was okay. We watched a game show that had been taped. I knew most of the answers and impressed everybody. It started to rain. A lieutenant, not our platoon leader, came in and spoke to Sergeant Simpson. He nodded and then, when the lieutenant had left, told us to pack up our gear. We were going on patrol. A chopper came in quickly from just over a stand of trees. We were airborne less than a half a minute after the chopper had touched down. We skimmed over the treetops for a little under 10 minutes before touching down in the landing zone, or LZ, as Simpson called it. It was exciting, a little scary. This is what I had been trained for. I thought about my knee, if it was going to be okay.